It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Bay Area schools have been caught in the crosshairs of the Omicron surge. On recent days, more than a third of the student body at Richmond High School has been out sick. And that's where we're going first, with KQED education editor Julia McAvoy.
Students Adrian Rivuelta, Luz Ruiz, and Dayanara Mendoza are sitting outside Richmond High in the late afternoon sun. Yeah, they agreed things are not normal.
At lunch, you usually see people up on the lockers, people chit-chatting, and then with the uprising of COVID cases, you don't see that no more. You see everyone keeping their distance, being scared, you know?
Right now there's finals and I really wanted my teachers' opinions on like what to do, and they're not here, so I can't really ask them about what to do.
They either put us in the theater or they give us subs because a lot of teachers are absent and they have to put like other kids in the theater as well.
How many classes did you have like that today?
Just one, but the others I had subs.
Despite all this, everyone here said they are still learning. And nervous as they are about catching COVID, returning to remote learning for a week or two just didn't seem like a good idea. Adrian had just returned from quarantining last week, and he's still trying to catch up. Ironically, he says the smaller class sizes means he's getting more individual attention.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, then yeah, they should go to distance learning. But if they were to ask me, I think this is just a little spike, and in a few weeks, everything's going to go back to how it was before.
But senior Leonardo Moreno Ramirez says under these conditions, he's not learning much inside school. Five of his teachers called in sick today.
The subs, they don't really know what we're doing. So it's like you kind of had to like do it on your own. And it kind of sucks.
And he says too many students are getting sick too.
I honestly want the school to shut down because a lot of students are getting positive, and it's affecting not just them, but their families.
For their part, many teachers are torn between showing up for their students and trying to keep everyone safe. Isabel Gil Garcia has lost four family members over the course of the pandemic.
And then the added stress of caring for all of my students and all of their things that are happening while teaching three subjects and subbing every single prep. It is a pressure cooker right now.
A pressure cooker where the temperature just seems to keep rising. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.